Gary Boyer. Gary joins us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Gary, it was a point today, so we'll take that. Obviously, it could have been all three. A good performance today and could easily have won the game, but 1-1.
Yeah, we should have won, shouldn't we? Let's get it right. We scored a very good goal. Thought we played not bad at times. Probably didn't pass it as well as what we have done in previous games, if I'm being brutally honest.
Yep.
We were still a threat. I thought we were organised again. Two up top with Scans being allowed to go wherever he wanted. You know, we get a noses in front, a great free kick, a great header. And then at half time, we just spoke about, you know, being on the front foot again and trying to get the second goal. But unfortunately, it's another individual error. And
there's a case it might have been a foul, Gary.
No,
possibly. Do you think it was fair enough?
At all. Yeah. No, it's a routine cross, I'm afraid. And unfortunately, it's ended up in the back of our net.
A few changes today, that's Scannell up front, as you said, free roll. Were you happy with the way we went about business?
Yeah, certainly. I thought, don't get me wrong, I think we could have been better, like I said, with the ball. I think in previous games we've passed it at a better tempo, but you know, I didn't think we were too troubled. I think that might have been their only attempt on target, so that's the frustrating bit. But I thought there was lots of positive performances. You know, Calvin Miller, like I say, to come back and play the full 90 after the time he's been out and get his goal, I thought he was terrific down that right hand side for us. You see what he's capable of, and what an advantage it is with his height from our goal kicks. And
yep.
You know, straight away from our goal kicks, we're on the attack. We've been winning one header. I thought Powdy was excellent again.
The two centre backs play well.
Yes, I agree. The two of them dealt with the threat that Gillingham have, and I think, you know, credit's got to go to Steve Lovell for how, you know, well he's done again this season. I don't know his budget, but I know it won't be as big as what everybody else's is probably in the league, and he keeps pulling out results and doing a fantastic job. And you know, those supporters at Gillingham and the football club should be very grateful for what he's done in the last sort of like year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, well, let's hope we're grateful for what you're going to do in the next 12 months as well.
I appreciate that.
Players you can trust, Parry O'Connor and Calvin Miller, you know them, and
yes,
they're kind of your players in some respects. Quite a big call to drop Paul Caddis, because he's been terrific as well for City, but these are players you know well.
Yeah, like you say, I've worked with a pair of them, although very briefly with Powdy, but I signed him and I signed Calvin 2 years ago, 3 years ago, so I know what they're capable of and I know what they bring.
Yeah, as far as the rest of the team today, you were a little bit restricted. You could have made wholesale changes had you had that option.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's Hope Hatband's got a going. Adam Chickson's still not recovered. Borley's still not recovered. So, you know, the choices, like you say, were limited to an extent. But, you know, that's what we've got. And we've got two more games to get through now. And then, obviously, that big summer that we keep talking about.
Callum Wood's on today.
Yeah,
looks
good.
Good player,
delighted for
he?
Him as well. Yeah, he's a good footballer. And you can see the quality that he possesses in that position and the education that he's had throughout his career, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. The crowd today, not a massive crowd, but stuck with it.
Oh, terrific again for us, you know. Like you say, it's Bank Holiday Monday. It's a wonderful day. And, you know, some have probably chosen to go and do other things. But the ones that were here, you know, they were very good with us.
Yeah, and what's the aim last couple of games? Obviously, we want
to win
as many
and
points
you know,
as possible.
People talked to me today, leading into this game, about there was a record that we could break if we lost, so we stopped that. And you know, I want to try and go into the summer on the back of two wins if we possibly can.
And we've a responsibility to the teams down there as well.
Definitely.
You know, not to throw kids or youths in there.
No.
Two big games to come for.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, we'll keep going and we'll let them recover from the busy Easter and then go again.
Yeah, good to get a point today because we've probably deserved more in recent
games.
I
agree with you. I think myself personally went through the key moments in games over the last couple of weeks that have proved crucial and hurt us. You know, Doyle missing a penalty against Blackpool, then Doyle's header against Doncaster, those sort of things. And, you know, we deserve a little bit more, and I'm glad they got a little bit today, even though, it should have been three.
Yeah, should have done. But well done today.
Thank you.
It's a point
appreciate
on the board.
That.
Gary Boyer joining us, happy manager.